three significant AI model stories broke through on Hacker News today. And I want to treat them as a connected narrative rather than three separate items, because I think they're actually telling one story about where the model landscape is right now. The first is Qwen 3.8.27b. That's Alibaba's latest release, posted to Hugging Face, and it pulled a score of 1,179 with 705 comments. That's one of the highest engagement numbers we've seen on a model release in months.
What's driving that engagement? Is it performance on benchmarks or something more specific?
Both. And the community is being pretty rigorous about pulling them apart. The 27B parameter count at FP8 precision puts it in a range that's genuinely runnable on high-end consumer hardware. We're talking a well-specced gaming PC or a Mac Studio. That accessibility matters enormously. But the benchmark discussions are interesting because commenters are doing their own evals rather than just citing the official numbers. Several people are reporting it punches above its weight class on reasoning tasks. And there's a lively debate about whether the 3.8 in the name refers to a training iteration or something about the architecture.
The accessibility point is worth sitting with. A 27B model at FP8 that runs locally changes the economics of private inference pretty fundamentally. You don't need API calls. You don't have data leaving your machine. For enterprise use cases with sensitive data, that's a real consideration.
Right, and that connects to the Google homomorphic encryption story we'll get to later. This broader push toward private AI is happening on multiple fronts simultaneously. Now, GLM 5.3 from Jipu AY is a different kind of story. The framing from the company is frontier coding with emergent cyber capabilities. And I want to be precise about what that means and doesn't mean, because the HN thread has 543 comments, and they range from alarmed to deeply skeptical.
Emergent cyber capabilities is a phrase that requires unpacking. In the AI safety literature, emergent capabilities are behaviors that appear somewhat abruptly as models scale. They weren't explicitly trained for in that form. What is Jipu actually claiming here?
The claim, as best I can parse it from the blog post and the thread, is that GLM 5.3 demonstrates strong performance on cybersecurity tasks. Things like identifying vulnerabilities in code, understanding exploit patterns, and generating security-relevant code. The emergent framing is partly marketing and partly a genuine observation that these capabilities improved non-linearly at this scale. The HN community is doing two things with this: celebrating the technical achievement and asking hard questions about responsible disclosure and dual-use implications.
That dual-use concern is legitimate and not paranoid. A model that's genuinely good at identifying vulnerabilities is by definition good at both defense and offense. The history of cybersecurity tools is full of this tension. Metasploit is a great example. It's a legitimate penetration testing framework that's also widely used in attacks. The tool itself is neutral. The context and authorization determine legality and ethics.
Several commenters in the GLM thread are asking whether Jipu has published any safety evaluation methodology alongside the capability claims. And the consensus seems to be that the blog post is thin on that front. That's a pattern worth tracking. As models get better at security-relevant tasks, the expectation for accompanying safety documentation should scale proportionally.
Now, the Opus 5 thread. This one is more personal for many developers, and I think it's the most analytically interesting of the three. The post is titled, "Why Does Opus 5 Feel Worse to Work With?" And it has 799 comments, which is extraordinary. That suggests the post articulated something a lot of people were experiencing but hadn't quite formulated.
The core complaint, and there are variations across the thread, is that Opus 5 feels more hedged, more prone to adding caveats, more likely to refuse edge cases that previous versions handled cleanly, and more verbose in a way that feels like padding rather than depth. What's interesting is that on standard benchmarks, Opus 5 often scores higher than its predecessors. So there's a genuine gap between measured capability and experienced utility.
This is a known phenomenon in model development. Capability on benchmarks and usability in practice can diverge significantly, especially when RLHF, reinforcement learning from human feedback, is tuned toward caution. If the feedback signal during training overweights avoiding mistakes over being useful, you can end up with a model that's technically more capable, but frustrating to actually work with. It's a bit like hiring a consultant who's brilliant, but spends half the meeting qualifying everything they say.
And there's a selection effect in who's commenting. The people writing 800 comment threads about model feel are sophisticated developers with specific workflows. If Opus 5 was optimized for a broader population, it might serve that population better while frustrating the power users who are most vocal on HN. That's not a defense of the trade-off. It's just an honest description of what might be happening.
The thread also has some fascinating observations about context window utilization, tool use reliability, and what one commenter called epistemic cowardice, the model being unwilling to commit to an answer even when it clearly knows one. That last one resonates with me. There's a difference between genuine uncertainty and performed uncertainty.